Egypt's presidential office says an army ultimatum to the country's politicians complicates the country's current crisis. The late Monday statement said President Morsi was going forward with his national reconciliation plan. Egypt's military has given politicians 48 hours to resolve the country's crisis after millions of protesters called on Morsi to resign. In Syria, a bomb has exploded near a security compound in the capital. State media said the blast occurred after an explosive device attached under a car went off in East Damascus, but it left no casualties or damage. The foreign-backed insurgents say the attack targeted a high-ranking Syrian security officer. Syrian government forces continue their battle against foreign-backed insurgents in the central province of Homs. The army says it has taken over an area in the outskirts of Homs. Mop-up operations are also underway in several neighborhoods in the strategic city. Two bomb attacks have killed at least 33 people in Iraq. Both attacks struck in Diyala province, north of the capital Baghdad. One bombing at a Shia funeral killed 23 people, while 10 others were killed by another blast at a cafe in the provincial capital, Baquba. More on Edward Snowden's case. A whistleblower says Washington's efforts to hunt him down amount to persecution and are equal to extrajudicial manhunt. In an undated letter to the Ecuadorian president, Snowden says he remains free to make new disclosures about U.S. spying activities because that serves public interests. Meanwhile, American whistleblower Edward Snowden has applied for political asylum in Russia. Snowden has been staying at a Moscow airport since June the 23rd. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Snowden will have to stop leaking U.S. secrets if he wants to stay. Moscow says it will not hand over Snowden to Washington. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad meets with his Russian and Bolivian counterparts in Moscow. Ahmadinejad is in the Russian capital for the second summit of the Gas Exporting Countries Forum. The two-day event will review the current situation of the gas industry and the world's economic situation. And in the U.S., a six-year-old girl has died after she was accidentally shot by her four-year-old brother with their grandfather's gun. An investigation is underway by the police in the city of Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Over 5,600 people have been killed in gun-related violence since last December in the U.S.